Hi, I'm here with Dr. Sharma today, and we're going to be talking about stress. And you're a general practitioner. I'd like people to tell people who you are, what you do, where you come from.
Yeah. So my name is Dr. Shani, and I'm a general practitioner, but more importantly, an integrative doctor. I studied in the UK, I'm originally from the UK, and I moved to Melbourne approximately 7 years ago. So I've been pretty settled here, and I'm also working on weight loss clinics as well.
Excellent. So we're going to be talking about stress today, and we've got some questions from our viewers for you. So one thing is, well, the first question is, I feel very stressed, and people that are feeling very stressed think that they are on their own. So what would you say to them?
Definitely not. The number one reason why a patient comes to see me is because they've got underlying stress. And that is the trigger for pretty much most of their illnesses. So it could be something as simple as a cough and a cold. And if I ask my patient, okay, what's going on in life, there would be work stress, family stress. So you're not on your own at all. And stress is, when you think about it, is the human needs connection, the human needs to be heard, to be listened to. It's all about creating a connection. And I think in today's world, in the 21st century world, we're actually limiting our connection with another human being because of the internet, because of how crazy life has gone. We feel that we need to do so much and do something all the time, when actually we don't. And it's also come down, when I speak to my patients, it's also come down to living your life based on your own values. So when I meet my patients and I say what's going on in life, they feel that struggle between what their parents want them to do, what their partner wants them to do, what their children wants them to do, and somehow they've forgotten what they really want to do, which is in line with their true values. So when it comes down to it, I think life has just gone so quickly and fast that we've lost track of where we really want to be.
I totally agree. We're just so busy. You know, we've heard the saying that we're human beings, not human doings, and we are all doing way too much.
Absolutely.
Even in my lifetime, I just look at what I do now compared to what my parents would have done, and there would have been a lot more downtime, and the shops weren't open on a Sunday, and it was like the weekend was the rest. And you know, now for me, it's the weekends to catch up on the work I didn't do, which is not the best way to be promoting a healthy way of living. But it's a trap that so many of us have got caught up with, which causes stress, which causes disease in the body.
Fantastic.
Which for a lot of people will cause adrenal fatigue, adrenal exhaustion.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, could you explain a little bit about what that actually is and chemically what's going on in your body? Yeah.
So during a stress response, the first thing that's sort of released, your body's actually saying, I need to get out of this danger zone. So it's going back to prehistoric times where this is what our DNA was meant to do, to protect us, to get us out of this danger zone. But unfortunately, 21st century stress is slightly different from running away from the tiger. It still triggers that same response. So we're releasing adrenaline, we're releasing cortisol. These are your stress hormones. So adrenaline literally increases your heart rate, causes the sweating, causes the feelings that you're getting when you're feeling stressed. But what we fail to address and give importance to is the effects of cortisol. Cortisol is your stress hormone, and it is a killer. What it does causes havoc in your body, and it causes havoc when it's chronic stress, not the acute stress. That helps us get out of out of a stressful moment. But what happens today, we live with chronic stress, and it's the persistent release of cortisol from the adrenal glands, which sit on top of your kidneys. Now, why is that relevant? So cortisol can affect your gut, it can affect your thyroid, and there's a cascade of events that happen that make you feel unwell. And one of the key things it does, adrenals also secrete other hormones which affect your, for females, the menstrual cycle. It can affect your weight, it can cause anxiety. So that's where the imbalance arises. But a key point to stress is chronic stress, which can lead to adrenal fatigue.
And lack of sleep, because obviously if your cortisol is really high, it really messes up with your melatonin, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So it's that whole system that gets shot.
Absolutely. So what I tend to say to my patients is that everything shifts out of place. And what we need to do is treat the underlying factors like stress to shift it back into place.
Okay. And you mentioned a little bit about weight.
Yes.
So How does stress affect your weight?
Yeah, so let's go back to cortisol and how it's actually linked to weight gain through affecting the thyroid. Also how the effects of insulin and other hormone can affect your weight. So this all happens during stress, but also with stress, we can also emotionally eat, which is plays another role. And the last thing I'm gonna mention about stress is when it affects your sleep, like what you mentioned, that time is essential. All our hunger hormones, all our fullness hormones are regulated during that time. So studies have actually shown that if you sleep less than 6 hours, you will gain weight. So it's so important, and going back to cortisol and melatonin, it's so important to sleep before midnight. It's so important to get at least 6.5 to 7 or 7.5 hours of sleep. And that's why the holistic approach to weight loss is so important.
So I'd love you to give our listeners your three top tips to reducing stress.
Right, so three tips that I actually give my patients to take away with them. And the number one thing is, which I'm sure a lot of women will hate me for saying that, is to avoid multitasking. And the reason why I say that, science has actually discovered that we cannot multitask. Our brain only is able to concentrate on one task before moving on to another. So when we think we're multitasking, we're actually moving from one task to another in a very short space of time, which is unproductive, and it causes high amount of stress. And the examples I give all the time is mums who put the washing on, cooking, looking after their children with their homework, and they're feeling very stressed because they don't have focus on one task. And a really easy example is, for example, if you're eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and you've got the TV on, you're checking your emails on your phone, you're actually answering your phone and talking to someone, that is multitasking, and that takes the focus away from meal times. And that's actually another one factor why we eat more or we eat too quickly. And that's a great time to practice not to multitask. So moving on to the number two factor is actually self-care. And I say that because not a lot of women or people give themselves self-care in the day. And I just say 10 minutes of self-care. So what does that mean? It's time out for you. So when I speak to moms rushing around, they actually don't have time for themselves. And I actually say, do you have any self-care in the week? They say, what is that? What do you mean? Not even self-care in the day. So we're actually encouraging just 10 minutes of self-care where you have time to sit down, reflect, have time for you and not for someone else. And the third thing, which we just can't live without, is exercise. Exercise is so important. We're humans, we're not meant to be sitting down all the time. We're meant to be active, we're meant to be walking. And unfortunately today, we spend a lot of our time sitting. So we wake up in the morning, we sit down for breakfast, then we sit down in the car to get to work, we sit down in the train to get to work, we sit down for 6 to 7 hours in front of the computer at work, we come back and we're constantly sitting. So when you add it all up, we might be sitting for 6 to 7 hours and we're not meant to do that. So it's just being mindful of it. How can I be active naturally? So it might be when you go to the shops, park quite far away from the shops, you're walking more. When you've got the choice of stairs or escalators, choose the stairs and gradually increase that activity level. So it's not about joining the gym or getting a personal trainer. It's just about being active in the day. And a lovely sort of take-home message I intend to give my patients is start with small, achievable goals. And it might be a 5-minute walk every day. It might be a 10-minute walk. And that will make you feel so much better that you want to do it more.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
So if anyone wants to find you, where will they find you?
So I'm part of the weight loss program, as Mr. Deer has explained, and that's in Bundoora. So do look up on our website, www.weightlossgame.com.au, and you will find us there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.